Welcome to the Iced Tea Podcast, the podcast where everything in my room falls down. Welcome to the Iced Tea Podcast, the podcast where we spill the tea on figure skating. My name is Megan.
I'm Netta. Hi, Megan. How are you doing?
I'm very cold. How are you, Netta?
I'm fine. I slept through all of the daylight we had today for some reason, so I'm very confused.
That's a huge
but
mood.
I'm fine.
Huge mood. I have not taken my air conditioner out since like 2 years ago. And I really think this might be the year that I don't leave it in all year because I'm freezing my ass off from not having my window all the way closed. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm just under 18 blankets. I feel like this is appropriate that I am physically uncomfortable right now because this is kind of an uncomfortable episode compared to some of our other ones.
Yeah, this feels like... It's not even breaking news because we've done breaking news before. Shout out to Shoma. This feels like, you know, when a talk show is recorded like earlier in the day and then something happens after it's been recorded and then they have to go back and re-record a monologue or something.
Yeah, we're basically like a remorseful Jimmy Fallon right now. I feel like we've done nothing wrong. I feel like we are making it out like it's going to be a big apology video. Like, this is the hardest video I've ever had to make. It's not a video either.
This is a slightly different video than everything I've done before.
This is the podcast episode we never thought we'd have to record. Except it low-key is, because I never thought when we started this that a few years ago that I was going to have to record an episode that was like, hey, everyone at this one event got the plague.
Yeah, so let's cut to the chase. We had recorded our episodes about the Rust Telecom 2020, and we were very excited to put them out there because we had fun goofs about what happened and some nice opinions and thoughts and all of that. But Rust Telecom 2020 has since become a super spreader event, and several athletes have tested positive for coronavirus. Several people have had to pull out of the fifth stage of the Russian Cup because they're sick. And it just doesn't feel right to, you know, make the joke of like, LOL, we don't know if this is supposed to be happening, but we're going to talk about it anyway because it's fun. Like, once we have the case in point, solid proof that it wasn't supposed to be conducted the way it was, kind of feels weird to like pretend there was a normal event, right?
Yeah, all the jokes about how no one at Rust Telecom wore their masks properly just aged very poorly.
Very fast.
Yeah, and I just don't feel in good conscience like we can pretend like we're just going to cover this like any other event. So instead, I think we're going to talk about, you know, what happened and like, is everyone okay? How's everyone been responding? How did this happen? What are they doing about it? Right? I mean, I don't know. Netta, you've done the research. You're going to enlighten me about...
No. So here's the thing. First of all, let me start by saying that once again, we're seeing Slavic people in their natural habitat, which is we are stronger than anything that any virus can present to us. And above all else, we will persevere. And I got to say that because I'm Slavic. But one of the first things that I think was very odd to me personally was how the event was conducted with an audience that was not properly distancing, and masks were questionable, and the kiss and cry was normal. There were plushies. Like, everything was as if it's a year ago. And I think what bothers me about that is that the sport sometimes exists in a bubble of itself, and we tend to forget about like the inevitable and very obvious like populist aspects of it. Like, figure skating is huge in Russia. The way Russian folks are influenced by what they see in the media is also like a fact, because media controls every single country's viewers.
I mean, yeah, we're controlled by what we see in the media too. It's just a different
media. Yeah, of course. Yeah. The point is that like in Bulgaria, no one would care if a figure skating event happened. Whereas in Russia, showing on Первый канал, which is like their like for channel one of the TV, showing that, oh my god, look, this event happened and all of our skaters excelled and there was an audience and the music played and it was beautiful, is a message of like, see, things are fine, everything's fine, there's nothing to worry about, which kind of feels irresponsible and leaves me questioning, like, why? Because there is a difference, and I'm not saying one country is better than the other or one event organizer is better than the other, but there is a difference between seeing, you know, cardboard cutouts and medical levels of distancing and masks and gloves and everything and bubbles and the constant like reminder of the bubbles at like Skate America, for example, versus how like adamantly everything at Rust Telecom was made to seem as if nothing's going on.
Yeah, and it's interesting too, because I mean, like, I think that it is just an objective fact that America has done an absolute dog shit job of, like, in general containing things, but, like, USFS did okay. I mean, USFS is clearly not the US government, but it is, in Russia, they're kind of the same, right? I mean, it's government funded, so.
Yeah. Taffy Holiday for president 2024. What I want to talk about is, first of all, let's just say that we know that some skaters may or may not have also been to a birthday party with each other, which seems, given certain photographs that surfaced, to have not been safe in any way, shape, or form. I don't feel like judging teenagers for being irresponsible.
I do.
Oh, so, I mean, yeah, but I don't.
Are they all teenagers? I don't know. I think Dmitri Aliyev is older than a teenager and should know better.
See, here's the thing, though. I don't want to, like, name names. I don't want to be out here fucking the Crucible, like, listing, like, I saw Dmitri Aliyev at this party.
I saw Goody Proctor at a super spreader event. Hey, that's a sketch, baby.
See, we're trying to make it fun and it's not. But yeah, I'm not trying to like name names. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because yes, young people have been stupid and irresponsible and like going to parties, but also again, it goes back to they've been told by everyone in their surroundings, no, it's fine, everyone's overreacting, here's how we're doing things, it's fine, have your party, you only turn, whatever, 16 or whatever age once. So that's, I don't know, how much can you blame the young people for just, like, buying into their general propaganda and messaging?
That's super true, and that's a really compassionate way of viewing it. But I think you're right. So, let's talk about Who specifically has been diagnosed with it? I know
Lisa is sick, and Dmitri Aliyev is sick, and Kasturnaya is sick. Bunch of other people. Like, it's a lot of people. And some other people have been getting sick, like, before that as well, around, like, Russian training camps. And also, like, this is just the people who have, like, come forward or, like, the news has come out about. So who knows?
Yeah, I know that like Sherbakova was sick, but we don't know what it was. It's allegedly not COVID.
It was like mysterious pneumonia.
Yeah, which happens in figure skating. I mean, what I hope first and foremost is that they're getting the finest care available, hopefully, if the government is going to fund figure skating in such a way that is going to make it a super spreader event, that they should fund, you know, the top-notch treatment for the athletes.
Yeah, you would think.
You would think. I hope. I hope they get the best care available. That's, like, my first and foremost hope, that they recover. And because it's really scary, and especially with, you know, young people can get it, young people in excellent shape seem to suffer a lot. So I'm, like, really nervous for them. And there's no joking about that, you know?
Yeah. Hopefully people who value their health as part of their training and their livelihood will fare well with everything considered. Because if you think about it, you know, young, strong people with potentially no pre-existing anything seem to be, in theory, a safer populace to get any sickness. That's not to say, you know, this, we don't know enough about this virus to, like, know how it treats everyone, and it's still very scary. I'm also worried about Mission, who is an old man.
Yeah, I think we joked on the episode that, you know, we'll now never see the light of day, that Mission seemed to think that the mask had sort of a 5-foot area of effect situation, where if he just, like, kept it near him, it would have a force field effect.
What a good joke. I hope that's true for him.
I really do.
I do want to talk about the response from... Welcome back to Russian Drama episode 117. I want to talk about the response from Sambo and the Angels of Plushenko camps overall, because it's been straight up dystopian. And, like, you can't write this shit. If I were in a writer's room writing the next big Netflix figure skating drama, I would be like, this is excessive and no one's going to buy that this is real. But it is, and I want to talk you through it. It's just like two or three posts.
Talk me through it. I'm excited.
So a couple of days ago, December, I think, 4th, the news that Kastrinaya is sick hits the internet. And it's everyone just starts kind of being like, well, we all kind of saw this coming because no one fucking wore a single fucking mask at this event. And then Eteri, on her own Instagram story, posts this unhinged video. The video itself seems fine if you just see it out of context, but it's her and Danny G and Sergey hanging out by the boards at their club, masks off, masks nowhere in sight. There is not a single mask to be seen. It's not even a chin strap. They're just, like, not existent. And she is saying something to the effect of, everyone here is healthy. No one's exhibited any symptoms of any virus-like anything. We're fine. We're working. There is nothing wrong.
Everything is fine in Ba Sing Se energy.
Yes. No masks inside. They're all smiling. Someone's filming it from the ice in, like, an ice gliding pan. Honestly, if I didn't know that they were trying to prove that there is no coronavirus happening, I would be jealous of their situation because they look like they're having a grand old time at their rink. And it's just a fun, chill video. So that happens. And it seems insane and passive aggressive. And then on the same day, literally the same day, Plushenko on his own Instagram account posts a video, and it's him and Hot Sergey at their rink in masks. There is a bunch of children around. Some of the small children are not wearing masks, but that's, like, the World Health Organization has said that's fine. You know, they're giving notes to the kids. They're skating around, and then they skate over to the camera and they do this whole thing of, like, hi, it's this date. We are in training. We're wearing masks. This is very cool. And then the caption on this video is, he writes, everyone's alive and well. We are training, following guidelines for masks. Friends, wear your masks. Do not just think about your own health, but also think about the health of your loved ones and all of those with whom you work. And it's like, yes, I agree with him, and his nose is for once behind his mask.
I was gonna ask.
It is, and him and Hot Sergey both, like, pulled him down to show that it's really them, which is hilarious, but, like, for a second. But it's fucking insane that those two things dropped within, like, an hour of each other. Like, the fact that Terry and Plushenko have turned wearing a mask into a part of their weird pissing contest is insane to me.
Yeah, they, again, like, this is what I'm saying, is that, like, you can get Plushenko to do literally anything if you think it's gonna piss off a Terry. There was no way he was pulling that mask up over his nose, and yet the one thing, like, he is a man who is solely motivated by spite, and as much as I don't agree with a lot of his
thing,
I'm like, you know what, yeah, like, spite's a good motivation. Hot Sergey, I will say, was the only person who wore his mask correctly at RestellaCom. And I also want to shout out one of the lost, forgotten, forever stupid bits that we did on the Lost episode, where we determined that it would be the peak of comedy if we were to anonymously mail Sergey Dudikov a bedazzled mask that says Hot Sergey on it.
I still think he needs one, because we very much see on that video that he doesn't seem to own a mask. So I still support bedazzling a Hot Sergey mask for the allegedly non-Hot hot Sirian.
Again, it would add fuel to the fire of the drama, and it seems like that's the incentive they need to do literally anything.
There's a fabric store in Sylphia that I really love, which sells fabric with just about any designer brand pattern. Like, you can get your Burberry and your Gucci and all of that for making off-brand, like, linings for coats and shit. What if I just get some Louis Vuitton fabric and make one for Terry as well while I'm at it? And then we can give Danny G, like, a Danny G world's best choreography boy mask.
Danny G's would be like a bunch of fabrics that don't go together, sewn together in a bad way where the seams are showing and it's haphazard.
No, you know what it is? Yes, first of all, yes. But secondly, I will just buy some fabric with, like, you know, generic, like, sheet music fabric, TM. And then I'm just gonna not cut it right so the notes don't fit.
That's it. That's beautiful. I'm glad that we've gone from being like, this is a serious episode, to like, what's every Russian figure skating coach's mask sona?
Listen, I'm just here to bully everyone in Sambo, and I think like 30 something, 40 episodes in, this is not a surprise, and you feel free to let them know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll stop bullying them when they stop turning basic health and safety into a weird, like, passive-aggressive competition between, like, actual adult human beings who allegedly are caring for the health, safety, and development of many children and also old people. I'm just concerned. Oh, and then Ploshenko posted another video. Yesterday, on Saturday, he posted a video which is of him and Hot Sergey and this other guy, Sergey Alexiev, who is yet another Sergey, doing a spin all together at their rank. They're spinning and they're wearing their masks. And then Plush, like, skates over to the camera and, like, posts his mask down, and he's like, happy Saturday, and it's like, see, a day has passed and we're still wearing our masks, is essentially like the vibe of it. And it's like, are we entering a new age of weird mask Instagram culture? Like, is Yevgeny Plushenko gonna, like, bully everyone who's not wearing a mask now? Is that what we're seeing?
I'd be okay with that. Like, once again, whatever it takes to get someone to get people to wear masks. Can I say something really cursed that came to my head?
Yes, please.
If you can't say it on your own podcast, we have not gotten to do Plushy Corner really this season, and we're getting a lot instead of Plushy Corner. Is that anything?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it is, but I would like to die.
I would like to not see it. Okay, great. Yeah, let's just pretend I didn't then. Plushy, ooh.
I'm doing the fingers.
Oh, the fingers. I mean, we joke, but also I'm like, how about instead of showing yourselves, like, prancing in your masks and asking for a cookie for that, you can tell us how Alyona is doing, because I'm concerned. Is she okay?
Yeah, I'm worried about basically everyone. And also the other thing is, even people who train in, like, bubbles, even people who are just with each other every day and all of that, it takes like one person going to the supermarket at the wrong time to still get things out of control. So I'm not convinced. I think we're just hearing about like the A-team athletes when they get sick, but I'm pretty sure there must be more.
Yeah, and it's a real shame, because how dare this whole situation overshadow Liza Tukhtomysheva winning the Rostelecom Cup in the year of our Lord 2020, when that should have been like the greatest thing that we just could experience forever and ever without looking back in regret.
Kind of sucks, because Liza and Misha both winning Rostelecom 2020. Fucking insane. It's such a dream. In the last episode, I was like, this is the first time in ages where I've been excited to witness Russian figure skating, like, for real. And then they had to go and ruin it with fucking coronavirus? Have we not had enough in 2020?
Yeah, it's just the worst. So, I don't know. I just didn't feel great about covering it and being like, this was a normal event, haha. When, you know, at a certain point, I don't want to, like, be self-aggrandizing and say, like, we have a platform and we can choose, like, you know, not to give... Because the Russian figure skating doesn't know who we are and they don't care. But, like, still, I just don't want to... I don't want to say this is normal, because it's not and it sucks.
Yeah. also I'm hopeful that we're going to get to see most of the people who excelled at this event again at Euros if that happens, and Worlds if that happens, and next year if that happens. So we're going to get a chance to talk about Lisa's questionable back cutout and Misha in a beautiful green cardigan just giving it his all. It's just going to have to wait a little bit.
Yeah. So anyway, we just wanted to give you guys that update. Is there anything else we want to say other than, like, please, for the love of God, wear a mask, because...
Wear a mask.
You want to be hot Sergei and not Evgeny Plushenko.
Be the hot Sergei you wish to see in this world.
Amen.
Amen. What else? Holidays are approaching for many people, so if you're celebrating anything, you will hear from us again in the next couple of weeks. But I hope you have your fairy lights out and are safely celebrating winter time. What else is there to say? You can find us on Patreon if you want to hear us do not this. That's patreon.com/iced pod. And in this holiday season, we will be supporting once again organizations and individuals who need it. Megan, where are you?
Before I tell you where I am on the internet, I'm going to tell you right now, at this very moment, I am on Patreon looking up the list of our subscribers so I can shout them out. We want to shout out our wonderful patrons, Barbara, Nikki, Joseph, Red, Susan, KM, in spirit I am always throwing plushies at Evgeny Medvedeva, Jennifer, Heath, Julia, Danny, and Jordan. You guys are fantastic. If you want to follow us on the internet, I am on Twitter and Instagram at MeganKelleher3. Where are you, Netta?
I'm at Netta Marie. That's NEDA. And then just Marie, like any other Marie, on Twitter and Instagram. You can also follow me at N_ice skating on Insta if you want to see my harrowing journey towards landing a loop. My rink has been closed once again, but, you know, one day it will happen. So follow me there as well. And you can find both of us at Iced Tea Pod on Twitter and Instagram. If you were really curious about our Rust Telecom thoughts, you could probably scroll back and just see the live tweeting with it.
It's true. But we have really exciting NHK coverage and a bunch of very, very special surprise holiday treats coming up that we're super thrilled about. And we hope you will be too. So stay tuned. Better days are coming. and thank you for listening.
Thank you and stay safe. We love you.
Stay safe. Bye. We love you. Bye.